And incidentally, some of you know this already, but it's just good to hear it again. Every chapter in the book of Thessalonians talks about the coming of the Lord in some way. And so one of the things that's going to help us be effective and in our Christian walk is having an understanding that the Lord is coming. And really that helps us to adjust to what really counts, what really matters, to give our energies and our time and our wherewithal to the things that really count, which we can present before him when he comes to see us. So now, how do we get to the point in our experience where we truly understand the gospel and what it means and how it has affected us? The subtitle of our study is not only contagious Christianity, but gaining a proper perspective of our salvation. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, we sort of read through and hit some of the highlights, but some of those highlights point us to some very important doctrines, some very important truths about our salvation. We touched on the first one and we want to get back to it, and that has to do with the Word of God as the agency through which we get new birth. When you think about the great salvation, it is God's activity and his work in grace towards you and me to draw us to himself. And that work starts with new birth. John 3, we know the story. Jesus met Nicodemus and he said, "You must be born again." We are in a situation when we're not believers, we're in a situation where we're not alive to God. We're not awakened to hear his word. We're not awakened to hear his voice. And if we are in a place where the word of God is preached, nothing resonates with us until the activity of God stakes its place and starts its work in us. And we're going to look at a couple of verses on this thought of new birth with regards to the power of the word of God as the agency and the Holy Spirit, the agency through whom this new birth takes place. So, someone real quickly, John chapter 3, verse 5. Someone could get that verse and read it.
John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
Okay, and someone also read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23.
'Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the living and abiding word of God.'"
Yeah, so we emphasized and talked about the gospel and the word of God, we find that the word of God from these two passages, and there's other passages, and someone might suggest some others, these two passages really point out that God starts his work in us by his word and by the Holy Spirit. You and I were in such a condition that we would not be awakened or alert or responsive to all that God is doing. We'd have all the things around us that testify of his power and of his witness. But you know what? We just go through life and we kind of take it for granted. But some point in our experience, in our walk, God intervened, and the word of God that I might have heard as a kid growing up in Sunday school at my mother's table, or somewhere, and all of a sudden it comes alive. And to realize that process of it coming alive, of it making sense, of it resonating with us, is a work that God does in the process of new birth. He does it by the word, and it's by the Holy Spirit. To know that we are, by God's grace, have been acted on by God through His Word in order to awaken us to Himself. That's a powerful thing to really think about. To think about that, you know, it wasn't just me making a decision, but it was God at work in me through His Word by the Holy Spirit to awaken me to what is the truth about myself, what is the truth about Him and His holiness and the provision that He makes. And through that process, we are on our way to coming and becoming these contagious Christians. As a side note, you could read the first epistle of John to look at all that takes place and is the evidence of one who has experienced this new birth, this being born from above, this act that God does to awaken us to His truth. It's an amazing thing. And what we do is it starts to help us appreciate how great our salvation is, how great it is to what God has brought us to. Why? Because He's acted towards us on the basis of grace through His Word by the Holy Spirit.
When we think about this, Mark used the term when we were awoken to the spiritual power of God in our life by the Word of God. In Ephesians chapter 2, we're reminded that while we alluded to this, that we were dead in our trespasses and sins. But in Ephesians 2, it says that not only was that our condition, but what God has done is that He has quickened us. He has made us alive. And we have received, if you go back to Romans chapter 6, I think it's in verse 4 and 5, it says that we've now received, we were dead and we were buried with Christ, but now we have been raised to this newness of life. And that's the Spirit of God quickening us and giving us this ability now through the power of the Spirit of God to live this life that He has given us to live. And that life that is now in us is the Spirit of God Himself. And it's a life that we've been raised up for, that we should walk in the newness of that life. And when you come back to 1 Thessalonians, you see that these saints there in Thessalonica, they were in the good of the newness of life. They were in the good of being quickened by the Spirit of God. And they lived that out in their life. People could tell that there was a newness of life. They could tell that there was a power outside of them that was in them and that could make a difference in their life. That's really the power to live this contagious Christian life that we're talking about.